Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
128-100, Cavs now 16-1. I know they're not undefeated anymore. 16-1 looks damn good in the ledger.
Looks great.
Obviously not as good as 17-0, but still pretty damn good.
Okay.
As they came back. Second night of a back-to-back, obviously aided by the fact the Pelicans sat their entire normal team. But hey, still got to go out and win a basketball game. And you know what was really nice? We've been talking about Ty Jerome, who we'll hear from in a second. Jalen Tyson, the rookie. You know, people were wondering if he was going to play in that Celtics game, which just would have been nice to see just from the standpoint of now that we know we lost the game. It would have been nice to see the rookie out there. But he ended up getting in last night with 7-12, had 16 points, 11 rebounds, 7 assists. So he was all over the place, which was good to see. I don't care who your competition is. That's pretty darn good.
Did you see who made an appearance in the first quarter?
Who's that?
Luke Travers.
Oh, yes. Yes. What did you think?
It was the Luke Travers game. And I realized last night I might have accidentally said Caleb Porter Jr. instead of Craig Porter Jr.
It happens.
I just thought of that. I'm an embarrassment.
That's okay. You know who's not an embarrassment?
Who's that?
Ty Jerome.
No, he's far from it.
29 points. He went 7 of 12 from three-point range. So Jeff Thomas had played this clip. I want to play it again because one of the things you're noticing about Kenny Atkinson, your coach, it's pretty honest when he's talking about his basketball team.
Those moments don't happen a lot in the NBA where one guy just gets it going like that and he just felt like, this is crazy. This is Ty Jerome. I mean, I love Ty, but geez, it was like a superstar performance, quite honestly. Great for the crowd, obviously great for our group, great for Ty.
I love that.
It's the same thing. I put it in the open, and then Jeff played it.
And now we played it again.
Does so-and-so have a good show? You know, they're a really great guy. When you start with they're a really great guy, that means you know what you think of their, what they do on the air. And what you think they do on the air ain't good. And you go, I love Ty. That means something different.
Well, he's having such an interesting career as a late first-round pick because people couldn't stop talking about him at Golden State. And then when we signed him, I remember, you don't hit all these, but that was one that I was like very excited about.
Yeah, you were.
I was down on the Max Strus signing and I was like, but Ty Jerome, well, what happened? Max Strus had a very solid all around year. And then Ty Jerome didn't play. He didn't even play. He played 2 games last year. So he was out and we were wondering, is he ever going to be a Cavalier? He signed a 4-year deal. Well, he comes back this year. Guys, he's shooting 55% from three-point range. But it's not only that. He's running the point. He's 6'5 and running the point. And then he can kind of slide over and do the catch and shoot stuff at two guard. And then he has that. He has myriad moves inside. Like if he gets a small guy on his back, he just knows what to do. I just wonder, do you think Ty Jerome still thinks, hey, I can have a much better career than just this role player. And then Kenny Atkinson's like, come on, it's Ty Jerome. how do you think he feels when he hears that?
Possibly.
But Atkinson is all about truth. And I remember he said something about a week ago about Caris LeVert, where he kind of came in and when he did all his one-on-ones and film study of everybody, he was brutally honest. And with Caris, he's just like, you got to stop dribbling. This isn't your strength. And now Caris is having the best year he's had in the NBA, at least the most efficient he has shot the ball in the NBA. He's like, you're playing alongside Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell. We don't need you to dribble the ball. And so I think there is sometimes that honesty can turn people away. But when you're winning, the buy-in is very easy.
It is.
And I think he's going to have the full buy-in at this point.
Should be. I mean, at 16-1, that should be everybody's main goal.
Here's Jerome, by the way, on this massive, massive good shooting and all the confidence.
The amount of work I put in, my teammates, the coaching staff, perfect storm. You believe in yourself. Everyone around you believes in you. Coach is empowering everybody. If I pass up a shot, I'll get yelled at. That type of belief from everyone around me, you have no choice but to believe in yourself.
I love the aggression from both the Cavaliers and the Guardians. Everything's supposed to be positive, aggression, go for it, try to stretch it, try to do what makes you best. I enjoy this from Kenny Atkinson. This is nice.
Seems like guys actually work on their game, too, which is really important. You assume that's a baseline of being a pro.
You're trying to say JB didn't have people working on the game?
I think I've always wondered. Like, obviously, JB wanted Mobley to do certain things to be better, but just did he not know how to stress it in the right way? Those are questions we'll always ask, but are irrelevant now as long as they're playing the way they are. There was a fun and lighthearted moment after the game because George Niang, Tristan Thompson, had a chance to catch up with Mr. Cavalier, Austin Carr.
Tristan, it looked like you got a little upset. The guy was trying to shoot the ball right in front of your face. It was like, get that.
It's gonna late for AC. AC out the dark.
Put AC in the bed.
AC out the dark.
The look on George Niang, audio courtesy of FanDuel TV, the look on George Niang, he could not believe that Austin let it slip.
He says that when he's not on the radio or on TV.
That was on TV. Yeah. It was in the postgame
show. But I'm saying it's like all of a sudden that's what he does when he's not always on and he forgot.
Now, wait a second. Don't they let him swear?
I am offended.
Well, that's why they call him Mr. Cavalier. It's not because he played for the team. It's because he's
It's cable TV.
Language.
Aren't you allowed to swear a little bit on cable TV these days? Haven't they changed the rules?
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't it seem that way?
I don't think
the movies they show.
It was also Safe Harbor, so, I mean, come on.
I know. I'm all very offended.
The he's West the Coast
DX
games.
Of our generation.
They should let Austin just be Austin and the West Coast games, because then it's late. One final note. Another professional team coming to Cleveland. Kenny, get ready. Get your season tickets printed because Dan Gilbert and the Rock Entertainment Group told CNBC on Wednesday it intends to submit a proposal for a WNBA expansion team as the league is about to explode. Grow to 16 teams by 2028.
This is exciting. We got to figure out a name for the team.
You don't think they'd go back to the Rockers?
Do you want to go back to something that technically didn't work?
It did not work. It did not work at all.
What would be the name of the what would be the name of the WNBA team?
The Indians.
216-474-0092.
Why did you
216-474-0092.
You want to get people on your side?
0092. Outstanding, Tony.
We're taking it back.
That would be such a troll move. That's it for About Last Night.